This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I spoke at a high school years ago to all the basketball team members, the freshmen, the JV, and the varsity basketball team, men's team, and the freshmen, the JV, and the varsity women's teams of this high school. I got them all together, and their parents were there, and grandparents were there, and we had a banquet, and I spoke. And I was wondering, what am I going to say to these high school young people in Texas? And the thought occurred to me to share with them this. I said, all of you have a window called your life. And your window of opportunity has a start date and has an end date. And I said, what are you doing with the window God has given you? Well, that's not a bad question just to ask kids that play basketball for a local high school. It's a good question for you and me. What are you doing with your window? Some of you have a little window left. Some people have a big window left, and we don't know how big our window is. You don't know, and I don't know. We don't know what tomorrow holds. The Bible says you don't even know what tomorrow holds when we say, well, next year I'm going to do this, and then 5 years from now we're going to do this. And James says you don't even know if you've got tomorrow. You don't even know if you've got tomorrow. What are you doing with the window? You see, life is short, life is limited. Your days on earth are numbered, so are mine. People need to know that you love them. And people need to know that Christ loves them. Who are the people in your life that need to hear the words of love and the words of Christ's love? I didn't use this story in the first two services, but I'm going to use it in this one. Olin Hay was a minister who grew up in Hammond, Indiana, where I did, just outside of Chicago. He was ordained into the ministry by my home church, the same church that ordained me. He tells about driving through Tennessee or Kentucky, and he said he happened to see in one curve around a country road in Kentucky or Tennessee these large power lines carrying electricity. And he said right underneath the power lines was this old cabin in Tennessee or Kentucky, and he said it was dusk, and he could see that there were no electrical lines going to the cabin. And there was a kerosene lantern on the table in the house, and there were kerosene lamps inside the cabin. And he said, isn't that ironic? All these electrical lines are going above this cabin, and it's lit by kerosene. And Olin Hay made this point. He said, isn't it ironic? All the electricity going over this house, and they don't have the electric. And he said it made him think of the love of God that is available to so many people in this world, but they don't experience it because no one's ever connected them to the love of God. No one's ever heard of him. No one's ever explained to them who Jesus Christ is. No one's ever shared the good news of the gospel. And maybe the point I'm making is that you're the connection with one person this week, that somebody could be connected to the good news that there's forgiveness. Death is certain, judgment is certain, but forgiveness is certain, and Jesus is going to return is certain. You could help connect somebody this week. We'd want to connect people to the right people. We want to connect people financially. We want to connect people educationally. We want to connect people philosophically, and we want people to know politically what we know. And we're not as concerned about connecting them to the source of what Hebrews says, the source of eternal salvation, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Death is certain. Judgment is certain. Forgiveness is certain. And the Lord's return is certain. Believe it. Let it change your life today.
Well, next week on Cross Hope, the ninth message in the series that's called Jesus Is from the Book of Hebrews. I hope you'll tune in Monday again, same time, same place, for Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.